And welcome again to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is Oil Change at Oil Can Henry's. My name is Anna, I'm English. I live in the northwest of the United States. And Monday to Friday, I bring you English that wakes up your language learning skills. Oil Change at Oil Can Henry's. I got a phone call from my husband the other day. Hey babe, can you take the car to get the oil changed, please? It's overdue. As he works 45 minutes from town, he rarely has time to run those errands back in Wenatchee. So he gets his secretary, me, to do them. No problem. As you probably know, a car's oil has to be changed regularly. How often depends on your car and your driving habits. If you drive a lot, you might have to change the oil every 3 months or 3,000 miles. If you drive very little, it might be a couple of years before you need to have the oil changed. Why does it need to be changed anyway? Apparently, it breaks down over time and stops performing as well. It no longer works well enough at cooling the engine. So, out goes the old and in goes the new. Oil Can Henry's is a new chain of oil changing stations in town that's making it a name for itself. What you first notice is its appearance. The building is brightly painted in red and tan, and everything is spotless. The workers are dressed in a smart uniform which matches the building. Their shirts are stripy and their hats are paperboy hats. So altogether, it looks like a very clean, professional place of business. As soon as I got out of the car, one of the employees handed me a complimentary newspaper, and I headed off to the waiting room. I had only been there a few minutes when one of the gentlemen came in and politely offered me extra service of my car for a very special deal. I actually didn't understand what he was talking about. He used details about engine oil, the air filter, number of miles, and the color of the lubricants, which all sounded like a very foreign language to me. Shame on you, Anna, I thought to myself. You need to read up on cars and how they work. Females should be just as savvy about cars as males. I politely told the man that I would just have a regular oil change, nothing fancy or expensive. Before they finished the service, I walked out to where they were working on my car to take some photos for the podcast. There was a large room right underneath the car where the man was changing the oil. He was talking back and forth to another man who was looking at the engine from the top, under the hood. They were exchanging details in a way that reminded me of surgeons talking to each other during an operation. Car maintenance certainly is a science, and one that I should get to know. Grammar notes. Practice of might with related vocabulary. It depends. We might be able to go to the beach tomorrow. It depends on the weather. We might be able to go to the beach tomorrow. It depends on the weather. Spotless. If you clean your room and make it spotless, I might let you go to the cinema. If you clean your room and make it spotless, I might let you go to the cinema. To match. He might be famous, but his intelligence does not match his fame. He might be famous, but his intelligence does not match his fame. Lubricant. You should put a quality lubricant in your car to keep it running properly. It might not work with that brand of lubricant. You should put a quality lubricant in your car to keep it running properly. It might not work with that brand of lubricant. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this was of some use to you. Remember, you can always email me questions, comments, and suggestions at acupofenglish@live.com. That's live.com. I would love to hear from you. And if you do email me, I promise to email you back. Remember, there's always the app that's available for you in iTunes, and the text and grammar notes and photo at acupofenglish.libsyn.com. Until next time, take care, keep up with the English. Bye-bye.
在线英语听力室，感谢您的收听，请记住我们的网址：3w.thingroom.com。